Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health.
Happy New Year! Woo!
Oh my God, it's 2023. Can you believe it?
It's insane. We're just saying we're going to take a while to get used to it. Writing yes. out the new year.
I remember in school when you were doing all of these like tests and you had to put the date, and always around like January, February, you would just forget that it's a whole new year.
You just constantly mess up and have to like squiggle it out.
Even though you're like super aware of the fact that it is a new year, it just takes us a little
I mean, for an entire year you're writing one specific number, and then all of a sudden you have to write a different number. It's like takes some time to adapt, and that filters in right into our topic today,
the power which is creating, of habits.
Yes, creating healthy habits and the best ways to actually keep them going. But first off, we're going to talk a little bit about how our New Year's was. So why don't you
In
start
case
off?
Anyone cares.
But how was your New Year's? Tell us about it.
Mine was really good. My friend, she hosted this really nice dinner and New Year's celebration together with her 25th birthday. So she was turning 25 on the 1st of January. So just when all the fireworks and everything came, that was her birthday as well. So it was very nice and exciting. And I feel like it's really special to like also have your birthday on the 1st of January. I don't know. You always have like this really beautiful set of fireworks and people celebrating. Everyone's off work there to party. So it was really good. And the host and her boyfriend, they made a really nice dinner and they veganized everything for me. So that was very sweet. So we had a little risotto, and then I got some fresh fruits for dessert. It was very nice. And it's really nice to be surrounded by people that you like really care about. And we were a big group of people. So some I knew, some I didn't. And that's also nice because I love to socialize and get to know new people. And I think the highlight of the evening was doing all of the games that we played. So for example, we played a music quiz with 24 different songs that they played. And one song was for each year that she has been alive since 1998 up until 2022. So then we had to guess like artist, the name of the song, and the year that it was released, which was super hard.
I feel like you would have been so good at that.
Yeah, but not the years. Because, you know, some songs you can really associate to like specific events. But then you're like, was this the actual year the song got released, or did find it this year? But it was good. But my boyfriend, he's like always winning on music quizzes, and he did this time again. So
oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
So if I'm not in his team, I can just give up already. But how was your New Year's? I heard yours was a little bit different than planned.
Yeah, so originally my sister and I were going to go to Paris with a few friends and celebrate there. However, unfortunately, my sister had a ski accident before Christmas, and so she's recovering right now, and she had the surgery and everything, so luckily everything went well, and she's definitely on a good path to walking again, but that obviously changed a lot of things for us. But I think at this point we're kind of used to plans changing last minute. And so yeah, we decided to stay here in Switzerland in the mountains. And we just did a super cozy, chilled night at home. It was nice because my dog otherwise would have been alone. So that way we were able to chill with her. And yeah, we just made some really nice food. Well, I did.
Yeah.
And enjoyed that and just had a really cozy night. And it was nice to start the year like that. I mean, like, I think in general, there's sometimes a bit of an like over hype of the new year, which I think for some people can be very stressful. And like, personally, I don't like, if I have nice plans, like it's nice, but like this year, like it was completely fine that we just like kind of spent the evening in like a very cozy, chill way. I think it was really nice, really lovely to spend time with my sister. And yeah, I think that's, nothing really crazy happened.
Yeah, like you said, I think that's such a good way to start the new year, because when you're not like going out partying or staying up super late, then you actually wake up like the first day of the year when you are supposed to, in quotation marks, like start off all of these new habits or go into your New Year's resolutions. And if you're actually fresh and like wake up early, then it feels so much more attainable. Rather than if you've been like drinking and been up until 6 in the morning and then wake up at like 3 the next day. And then you're just pushing all of that forward. So that's also one thing. Like, even though I think we left at like 2, I was driving back home. So maybe we were back at 3 o'clock, but I was not drinking. So it just feels really nice to wake up the next day with like, I don't know, a clear mind. And embracing the day.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like, it's true, like the last years, it was always like, you wake up on the first and like, you usually wake up quite late and like, you still feel super tired, very sluggish. And the day is kind of like going past you. And like, you don't, like the morning, at least you completely miss. And then the afternoon, you're like still recovering. And then the evening, it's like, okay, now I feel alive again. And exactly. So in that sense, it was nice, like the first, like we were really able to spend the day and like really actually feel good and alive and not completely drained. So yeah, no, that's very true. Definitely the upside of it.
Yeah. And I think that's like so relevant also for what we're going to talk about today with the art of creating new habits, because if you are like a big habit person, or even if you're not but you want to become one, New Year's is obviously a really good time to set those habits. But we also talked about this whole thing in our latest episode when we talked about like the whole fact about reflecting on 2022 and how to continue on with 2023 and what you want to maybe bring with you from the last year and what you want to leave behind. And habits is a really good way to embrace the new year and make some changes that you've been longing to make for a long time. But it's also very hard to just make a new habit and stick with it, of course.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who, like, we can be, people in general, I feel like, can be super ambitious with setting new goals and new habits and new musts that they want to. But then it all turns out maybe a little too overwhelming. So hopefully we can also go into that a little bit in this episode and give our tips on how to make it as realistic and attainable as possible. But so Absolutely. Do you have any habits that you want to implement this year? Or are you happy with where you're at? Because that's also like something we shouldn't underestimate. If you're happy with the habits, then it's also about sticking to them.
Exactly. I think for me, it really is like that. It's like I'm kind of just still establishing and like continuing to fine-tune the habits that I currently have, because it's a constant process and it's a constant reflecting and adapting. And so I think like I think we're in general like on a path where like we've probably established the habits that we know make us feel good. Of course, you can always add new things in and like you always discover new things that you want to try out. But for me, as of right now, I'm pretty happy like with the things that I am doing. And so it's kind of about adapting because I think the main thing that I struggle with currently is just that I travel a lot and I'm in different places a lot of the time, and so then it's very easy for me to fall out of my like typical routine or the habits that I do, and like I have different habits in different places as well, which can be kind of confusing at times for like my body and like the routines that I have. And so yeah, I think this year it's really going to be about like fine-tuning the things that I am doing already and really kind of finding that good routine even when I'm traveling, because I've always kind of struggled with that. It's like as soon as I travel, it's like everything just falls apart, which isn't so good. But yeah, I think that's my main focus. And yeah, what about you?
I think it's like so relevant also when you travel because both of us travel a lot and I can totally relate because when you travel, even if you're like not going on vacation, if you're just going to visit your parents or going on like anywhere, I think you put so much like attention to the actual traveling part. Did I miss anything? You know, packing, everything. So it breaks up your routines a little bit. And of course, it's also hard to stick to some routines. For example, if you're traveling and you don't have all of the equipment or your juicer. And in the beginning of my journey, I would literally like travel to all of these like warm tropical vacations with a juicer and like with all of the equipment, with like a mixer for my smoothies. It was crazy. But I mean, that maybe that's not sustainable for in the long run. But I can totally relate that it's hard to maybe stick to your habits or routines when traveling. So that's maybe a whole episode that we can talk about and give our best. But first of all, like before I talk about my habits, I just found this really good quote on Pinterest, on our Pinterest actually. And it's good health is not something you can buy, it is something you must cultivate daily. And that's like the habits.
I love that.
Yeah, because it's the consistency of the habits that you set. But at the same time, I feel like today I can also be honest and say that it's not about like doing those habits every single day and beating yourself up if you miss one day, because that can also be like take away the fun in having habits. So like you, I feel like I have found a lot of good habits and tried a lot of new things that were working for me in the beginning, and then I have adapted them slowly, and maybe today I'm not doing them at all, or I've found other ones that have replaced my old ones. And I've also found ways to like incorporate other routines into my already like long morning routine. So I think my goals for 2023 in terms of setting habits would be more tuning in, just like you, and see where I can, like, if there are things that I can adapt, and also bringing in more mindfulness and like meditation and yoga. So that's like, but it, and that's what I love, like bringing in more mindfulness because it can look like so different each and every day. So then it doesn't set up like I have to walk 10,000 steps each day. Because then it's like, if I don't, then I will feel like I didn't reach the goal. It's more general and I can interpret it in the way that my body feels each and every
On
day.
that specific day. Yeah, I completely agree.
So
And
I'm
it's, I think it's, sorry, were you not
no,
done?
go on, go
I
on.
think it's also really about like not being too hard on yourself when you don't like reach a specific goal that you set yourself, because it's, we're going to talk about this as well, but like it's also about keeping it realistic. And sometimes you do, or oftentimes we do set goals that are maybe not so realistic for ourselves. And so it's okay to also realize that a goal that you set out for yourself is maybe not so attainable for you in that situation, and just adapting it and like making it work for what you realized is not working then. And just adapting it to fit your own lifestyle, because also sometimes you see somebody having a specific goal and you're like, oh, I also want to try that. And you set out to have the same goal, but you're not that person. You're not living that person's life. And so it's important to make it work for your own life and keeping it realistic so that, again, you don't get demotivated and it's not overwhelming you. And yeah, I think that's such an important part of setting good, healthy habits.
Completely. It's a work in progress. I'm talking about like seeing other people and their habits. I feel like there are a lot of people on Instagram as well. That's for anything, but a lot of people that paint this picture of like these are 10 healthy habits you should have in your life. And if you don't have them, then of course you're gonna feel like, oh, I should do that as well. But it's so different for each and every one of you. So, and for me and Valentina as well, like we have probably completely different habits and some of them are the same. And it's about like the intention, like we also talked about behind those habits. Like, why are we actually doing them and why do we want to implement them? Because if you're going to try to implement a habit into your life, it's going to take a lot of time. It takes like 60, 90 days to implement new habits. So, then that also means consistency and energy and everything that's required around that. So let's go on, and we're just gonna go into how to actually create and establish these new habits that we want to maybe achieve in 2023 and keep with us. And I think one really important point is that it's not that easy to actually establish habits. Like, I think a lot of people feel like, oh, now it's a new year and I have a new habit. But that's not the case. Like, you have to work for those habits and you have to be consistent in order for it to be an actual habit. And sometimes in the beginning, it will actually feel like it's a must. Like, oh, I have to do this in order for it to be my habit. But maybe then you can also reflect. But one important point then is to actually, instead of just creating a new one, try to attach the new habit onto an old one that you already have. So attach a new one to an old one that you're sticking with 2023. So for example, for me, maybe meditation or breath work, I could do that when I am doing letting my celery or my produce, which I'm like washing every day or once every week, whatever. When it is in this bath, like soaking in my little veggie bath, then I can sit down and breathe for 10 minutes. And that's like one way. Or if you're out in nature and you usually go out and listen to a podcast, then you can just skip the headphones once every, I don't know, every other walk and just listen to nature and do like a little sound meditation. Or maybe like everyone, because that's also something I've been thinking about a lot lately, is that everyone has the habit of brushing their teeth, and it's like a must.
Yeah,
You
that's what I was thinking as
can
well.
never miss, but you do it every morning and every night, and it's like for our teeth. But if you think about it, like our teeth don't serve a super, super, super important function. Of course, it's like for chewing, but they're not like life-threatening if we don't have them anymore.
Well, but you can't eat anymore if
No,
you
of
don't
course,
have them.
you could like mix smoothies, everything. Yeah, of course, it's like they're super important and it's an important part of like the digestive system as well. But I'm just saying, like, it's not like if you would lose a hand or if you would lose a leg. Because then it would be so much more noticeable, I feel like. But you take so much good self-care.
Would you
Yeah,
not notice?
but I'm thinking you can put like the fake teeth and everything nowadays.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I get what
Like
you
you
mean.
can replace your teeth, but you can't replace like your inner health. You
No,
know what
that's
I mean?
completely
But
true.
that's why I'm so like people spend so much time and like have such strong habits just around the teeth, but like nothing else.
And it's like we just do it kind of without thinking as well. And ultimately, that's also the goal of these habits. You just do it without thinking about it. And so I think that's why it's also such a good method to attach a new habit to an old one, because the existing one, it's already like completely established in your routine, just like brushing your teeth or washing your produce, like you would do that regardless. And so if you were to attach, like when once you start attaching that new habit to it, it's like you automatically start brushing your teeth or you automatically do your produce. And then after a certain period of time, after you attach that new habit, you're automatically also going to start doing the other habit. And so that's ultimately the goal, that you just, it's like on, you're on autopilot and you just start doing it. And so I think that's why it's like such a good method of doing that, because it automates the habits and you don't even have to think about like, oh, now I need to do this, but you just automatically do it.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's what we want to, because people like don't want to be thinking about each step of their day because people are
Exactly.
overthinking already or having a lot on their mind. And creating these habits should be something that's going to flow into your day-to-day routine. So maybe like we talked about establishing a new one with an old one, like while you're brushing your teeth, maybe you can listen to affirmations, for example. Or if you're like you already have some bedtime routine, then you can add one there as well. But it's about finding, like, you can also reflect about what are some already established habits that you have, and then just write them down so you can see them clearly in front of you. And then you maybe can feel like, okay, this new habit that I want to establish will work the best with this old. So you can pair them
Yeah,
together.
absolutely. And I think that also links to our next point, which is keeping it realistic. And I think it's a really good tip to write out the habits that you already establish and like that you already automatically do, because that way you can see realistically what you can fit into your day in order to like make it sustainable for you and not overwhelm yourself as well. And again, with these things, like it's good to track these things because you can look back and you can realize, like, okay, I started doing this and then maybe I fell off week three or whatnot. And you can kind of understand why as well. And again, with like setting these new goals, it's also important to set an intention behind it and know why you're doing it. Don't just do it because it's the newest trend or because you saw your favorite person on Instagram doing it, but really do it because you see a benefit for yourself and you see why you could benefit from it and you truly believe that this will help change your life or in some sort of way. And so I think journaling about it and like kind of keeping it like a diary in a way of and like tracking it can be super helpful in order to reflect at one point and kind of see where you fell off and what you can change in order to make it more realistic for you. Because in the end, like the goal isn't to set these unattainable goals. Like you can absolutely set a higher goal that you ultimately want to achieve, but then perhaps try to break it down in order to make it more attainable for you and like more short term instead of having like a year goal. Break it down into quarters, break it down into months, break it down into weeks. Like, make it as easy as possible for you in order to actually stick to it. Because if you make it too hard for yourself, there's no way you're going to stick to it and you're just going to feel demotivated and you're going to fall off and you're not going to feel like you achieved anything. And so keep it small so that you actually stick with it and you're going to feel so much more fulfilled and you can actually reach the ultimate goal in the end by stepping up every couple months or whatever.
I love that. And it's so important to really keep that vision clear and having the intention and focusing also at like one goal or one habit at a time. Because otherwise, like Valentina said, it's so easy to get overwhelmed and feeling lost in like, what is my next step? Breaking it down was also a really good thing because then you can see it clearly more in front of you and it doesn't feel so far away. And really just going like taking it one like day by day and reviewing and adapting to how has this day been? Why did I find it harder today? Or maybe why was it easier yesterday? And then you can really tune into your body and tune into if this habit is really for you, or maybe you can adapt it into something else. And also not being afraid of like actually adapting it into a different habit. Because when we're set on something, it can be hard to course correct or maybe even give up like one specific goal that's not serving you anymore. But there's nothing wrong with doing that. And I think it's just like a part of the process in actually understanding that maybe this was serving me before, or maybe this goal was really relevant in the beginning of the year. But now I've like, because I feel like when you start implementing more healthy habits, then more will also come. And so maybe you will balance out in so many different areas of your life. So you don't necessarily need that new habit, but it helped you, like, I don't know, it helped you along that highway to health, so to say. And then you maybe don't need it anymore, but it catapulted you onto that journey.
Exactly. And always see every single experience or thing that you do, situation, as like a learning curve, because ultimately also like experiences where maybe afterwards you realize that it's not for you, that still gives you perspective, and it still allows you to see that that is not for you. And in the end, like, that just like cancels out one more thing in order to get you on the right path. And so never like see it as a waste of time or whatnot. And I think also an important point is like, when you set out to achieve something, for myself at least, if you realize that it's not serving you, it's not what works for you in your life, it's okay to realize that you are allowed to change that. And I think sometimes, like, speaking for myself, and this is advice that I have to take myself as well, is like, it's okay to realize that that's not for you, and you're not a failure just because you're not, you realize that that's not for you. It's just that that's not the right thing for you. And so it's okay to change it, but you don't have to feel like you like quit or failed or whatnot. And I think a lot of the time, like, people are so hard on themselves for not completing something that they set out to do. But it's also okay to realize that, like, if you literally feel like it's a chore for you to do it every single time, maybe that's not the way that you should be doing it. And I think that's also a sign from your body telling you, like, this isn't what I want to be doing. This isn't what is going to, like, bring me to where I want to go. And so it's okay to realize that and course correct and adapt it and go a different path instead.
100%. And people are already so harsh on themselves, and we are, like, our biggest critic, like, so just being kind and loving, just like you would with a friend, and giving that advice to yourself is super important. And in the end, it's like, these habits should become part of your lifestyle in the end, and it should be something natural that you don't feel like you need to even put effort into. So it should just flow into your lifestyle and be something that brings you joy and happiness and makes you feel your best self.
Sure. Always come back to your intention.
Yes, the intention is very important. And also going into like keeping it realistic and how to form new habits, I think one good way is to, like we said, review and adapt, but also replace instead of adding in. And this might be relevant for some of you, and maybe for some of you it doesn't, depending on how many habits you want to implement into your lifestyle and how many habits you already have going on, because some people, they just go with the flow and maybe don't have a lot of habits, just live life day by day and really thrive in that environment. And some of us, like me, I really love routines. I really love to set new goals and create new habits that will take me, like, elevate in some sense. And then I really love this concept of replacing instead of adding in, just because I know what I have going on my plate, and I sometimes can't add on 5 extra things. So I have to really reflect on what I have there, and are all of them equally important still, or can I maybe swap some of them out? How does this, like, apply to you?
Yeah, I completely agree with what you said, and I think it's also like looking at the way that you spend your time every day, because we have 24 hours every day. Of course, we're sleeping for most of it, but you have a certain hours of a day that you're awake and you're doing things. And so a good way to kind of realize how you're spending your time is like you could log your day for a day or two to just see what you're spending your time with, because oftentimes we don't realize how much time we spend on social media, looking at the TV, just sitting around, I don't know, not doing anything, super productive. And that's okay. Like sometimes you also need those moments, but realizing how much time you actually spend doing these things can be a brutal realization sometimes, but also a good reality check. And there, I think it's a really good way to kind of replace those hours of whatever you're doing with something more productive or something that you'd rather be doing. So, for example, something that you could try to change is a lot of people after dinner, they sit down on the couch and watch something on TV. And so there you could look at what you could be doing instead in that time and replacing that TV screen time, whatever, with something more positive, more bettering for yourself. And it's also a good way to kind of wind down before the night, because I think watching TV right before bed is not the best way to get the quality sleep that we're all aiming for.
Definitely.
And so that's one thing that you can look at. And I think screen time in general is like a really good time frame to replace that time with something more productive or yeah. But I love this idea of like replacing, and it's also such a good way to not overwhelm yourself too much, because I think continuously adding in new habits can just like I said, we only have certain amount of hours in the day, and if you continuously added new things on top of the things that you're already doing, it can just completely overwhelm yourself and you'll just feel completely drained by the end of the day. And again, like that's not the goal. You should feel more energized by doing these habits. And so I think replacing old habits that you realize aren't serving you anymore, or times where you feel like you're spending time and it's not actually benefiting you, can be super effective in order to make your day feel more fulfilled and more successful as well.
Exactly. I really agree with everything you said. And it's like finding those unserving habits and turning them or swapping them out for serving habits. And screen time literally takes up so much of our time. Even if we feel like, oh, I'm bettering my screen time, like it still takes up so much time. And it's really hard to acknowledge that fact and being like honest and open to yourself about I should really cut down my screen time. And like Valentina said, it's not just the screen time on the phone, but also your computer, the television, or any other screens that you might have around. So really look into that and see what you could be doing. And I think that one way, like after dinner, I really love to journal after that time. And I also really love like going on a walk, when the weather allows for it, of course. But like, so really swapping out because it's such an, and that's also a habit, like sitting down in the sofa after a meal and watching TV. That's a habit. Like you're doing with it, you're doing it
Automatically.
without, yeah, even
Yeah,
thinking
for
twice.
sure.
So start thinking about like how your day is actually played out and where you can do those different swaps. And also think about those habits that you want to maybe change or that you're starting to come into the realization of maybe changing, like what those habits are doing or how they're making me feel. And maybe if it gives you like being on your phone a lot gives you a sense of connection, how can you swap that out? Like maybe scheduling coffee dates or tea dates or going on a walk with a friend, then you get that same sense of connection. And maybe some people who are like very strict with their diet or skipping breakfast, maybe, I don't know, that gives you a sense of control, but maybe then you can make sure that you really fuel yourself instead and making sure you get all of those nutrients into your breakfast.
That's wild. I feel like we just like telepathically. I literally had the exact same idea. Like, ask yourself why you're doing these habits or why you first started them. Like, for example, going with the example that we had before with watching TV after dinner, I think a lot of people kind of do that to, quotation marks, de-stress and
Log
wind
off from life.
down. Exactly. Tune off or like switch off or whatever. And if
Airplane
you actually
mode.
think, airplane mode, if you actually think about it, it's like you're just mindlessly watching something, and it can actually be very draining sometimes, depending on what you're watching. If it's a very violent or dramatic, or like, if there's a lot of, because TV shows usually aren't all flowers and butterflies and pretty and whatnot, but it's like, there's a lot of drama or like things happening, and that can be a lot for the mind right before going to bed. And so really ask yourself why you're doing these habits. Like you said, like, for example, if you are watching TV after dinner, or you're scrolling on TV in order to, in quotation marks, wind down, ask yourself what you could instead be doing in order to wind down that could be a lot more effective and actually make you feel good and feel more energized. Because the TV and screen time, like, that's not necessarily something that's gonna make you feel less stressed, because it can usually just add on more onto the things that you're already experiencing during your day. Because, like we always say, the mind doesn't know the difference between a real situation and something that you're seeing on social media or on TV. And it experiences that just as if it was a real situation. And so really think about that. And I think journaling is a really good way, because you're really letting out the things that are in your mind onto paper. You're releasing it. You're actually de-stressing. You're actually winding down. You're actually allowing your body to also process the things that you experienced that day, instead of adding on more onto your plate.
Yeah, and it's also the perfect time after dinner. Like, most people are back home and they've had their maybe stressful day or whatever it might be. And then you get that time to reflect on your life situation and yourself and how your day has been, and winding down and letting go of all that stress, like Valentina said. And usually, when you put on the TV or put on a show, you're just pushing all of your like stresses ahead of you. It's not like they're eliminated. They're just going to be there when you stop watching TV. And then most of the times you might be in bed laying there thinking about them instead of having them written down in your journal, and maybe you don't feel as stressed anymore.
And also a good way, if you don't necessarily want to write things down, or you feel like that doesn't resonate with you super much, is you can also, whoever you're living with, or if you're living alone, you can call somebody. It's just to talk about your day also with family members or friends, and kind of reflect together and like ask yourself what maybe your high point was or your low point was, and let go in that way. Like, if that's the way that you can process things better, that's also a really good way to do it. So just make it work for you. And like, there's not just one way to de-stress and wind down, but there's endless ways to do it. So you just have to figure out what works best for you. And for that, obviously, social media and these kind of apps are a very good way to get inspired and see what other people are doing, and then be able to try it out for yourself. But again, just don't be too hard on yourself, and take it with a how do you say, a pinch of salt. And don't, overwhelm yourself just because you're not doing exactly what somebody else is doing, but just see it as trial and error and try it out, and yeah, take it step
And
by
do it
step.
in, yes, baby steps.
But I think that kind of leads us to our last point, which is a fun one in my opinion, which would be to create a reward system for yourself. And I think this can also be a really effective way to keep yourself motivated and to actually keep going with these habits long term, because it's very easy to be super motivated the first couple weeks or first couple days, and then kind of lose motivation and kind of start doing less and less and and less. And so by creating a reward system, you kind of train your body to, and mind as well, to like do something and then receive something in return. And there's a fine line with this, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I think in general, it can be a very fun way to keep yourself motivated. So perhaps an example would be like, if, for example, you do a walk outside in nature and you listen to the sounds that you're surrounded with, then the next day you can listen to your favorite podcast and kind of switch it out with different things and make it work for yourself. And of course, don't like make it too, how do you say, like, too attached with the reward.
Yeah, too strict.
Yeah, too strict, exactly. But really keep it fun and light and just use it as a good motivator. Of course, like, the intention behind it should be already a good motivation, but this can just be like an additional kind of thing to help you keep going and help you achieve that overall big goal that you're aiming for.
Definitely. And I also think one really fun part of like creating new habits is doing like a habit tracker, and you can do it in your journal mm-hmm. or just on a piece of paper, because the ticking off, like, yes, when you're done for the day, I love that part. And I really yeah. feel like that's super rewarding as well. Mm-hmm. And also remembering that you're doing it for yourself. If the tension is there, then it shouldn't be too hard, and it's a motivator in itself. Mm-hmm. And also acknowledging yourself for actually mm-hmm. doing it, because then when you're done, you will sit down or maybe reflect on it, and you will notice the feeling that it creates in your body. Mm-hmm. And if that's a good one, then usually that itself will be such a strong motivator to keep going. And noticing, like, because usually it takes a while to notice the effects of the habit. So just keep mm-hmm. on going in the beginning, even though it's like, you feel some mental resistance or like having some putting up all of these mental barriers, like, I will push it forward, I'll do it later. Just do it now, and then mm-hmm. you will feel the effects, and it will be really nice and rewarding in the end, and noticing also the positive changes that it creates for you in the long run will be super cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think a reward system, whatever that might look like one thing that I tell my clients to do sometimes is buying flowers for themselves, like maybe once a month and even once a week. I mean, it is an investment, but it really shows you love and appreciation for yourself and everything that you're doing for yourself, but also for what your body is doing for you. Mm-hmm. And that's a really nice reward, I feel.
I love that. So yeah.
You watch them, like, you see them on your table or on your sofa table every single day, and that's also a reminder mm-hmm. of what you've achieved or what you're mm-hmm. doing. Mm-hmm. And not being too harsh on yourself. Like, you deserve everything, and sometimes in moderation, and in terms of setting new habits and having new goals, break them down so that you can celebrate the small milestones as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that can also just be like gathering your friends, doing something fun together, cooking a healthy, hearty meal. That's also really nice.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, there's so many ways that you can fill yourself up and kind of make yourself more motivated to do these habits. And yeah, I really hope that this was helpful and that you can give you some perspective, and it's a good reminder for you to not be too hard on yourself, especially the new year. There's a lot happening, a lot of big goals, and yeah, it's important to kind of stay grounded and realize that it's just another day. Yes, it's a new year, but you can start a new habit at any point. And so if it feels too overwhelming right now, it's okay to do it at a later point, but always set a good intention behind it, keep it realistic, and focus on what's really making you feel good, instead of like looking at what other people are doing. So always tune in and ask yourself what you need in that moment, and that way you'll find the best possible routine and habits for yourself.
Beautiful. beautifully said. The only person you're doing it for is yourself. So
exactly.
Remember that and make it part of your lifestyle and as long-term as possible, because if it's serving you, then it will create magic in your life and it will create a lot of happiness and joy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for today's episode, and it's really nice, and it got me super excited in creating more healthy habits for myself as well.
Absolutely. And we're super excited to go into this year with all of you. It's our first year starting the podcast in January. We're so close to being 1 year, like that's wild. But it's really crazy. Looking forward to what's to come in this year. And like I said, we're super excited to go on this journey with all of you guys. And we hope that you enjoyed today's episode.
We do. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.